Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Folks, good evening for a Monday, September 15th, 2014. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. Excuse me, I had the board changed up here real quick. It kind of stunned me. I'm here tonight with my good friend and fellow psychic and beautiful lady, Melissa Berman. She was mentioned a minute ago there may have been some sound noise on, so we're hoping it's gone right now. It sounds clear from my end. Melissa, are you there, my dear?
Hi, Gary. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Oh.
Here they go again, see?
Thank you. Standing ovation. I'll take it. Woo la la. Crazy. We're having this major heat wave here in L.A. I don't remember. Well, you know, we always say that. I don't ever remember being this hot. But, you know, we always get this occasionally. I don't think we had it this bad last year where it's like 105, you know, and it's humid. We don't get that. So I think everybody's sort of walking around in a daze. I have a question, though. Is Monday Night Football, did they change Monday Night Football to Thursday Night Football? Is there some big thing, or is it Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football? I've noticed
probably.
It's been like, yeah?
I don't really follow sports much, but I wouldn't. Yeah, probably. I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't really know. Whatever, you know. I grew up.
I don't know. I just
brothers.
Noticed that the other day. I thought it was always Monday Night Football, and then there's been like all this other stuff. And because I thought Monday nights, you know, come on, here we go. We're on the air Monday nights. I hope people had a decent day because Mondays are always kind of challenging for people, you know.
Well, we got a fair amount of folks with us, so we hope to. They challenge us. We challenge them. Tell us about yourself, Melissa. Tell us about your magic energy, girl.
Oh, honey. Well, I'm an intuitive spiritual coach and psychic and medium international, and I use channeling and psychometry. I've been doing this for many, 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 many years and had, you know, the awareness started kicking in, I think, when I was around 8 years old. And all everything is integrity-based. I do a special meditation for everybody before I come on the show. And if I do private, I do the same thing and do a special meditation. And, you know, it's integrity-based. And we really want to connect to your divine team and give you the best possible answer. So when we're working tonight, everybody, so glad you're with us. Make sure that if you have had a reading with either Gary and me or any of our other readers, with Psychics Gone Wild, 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 that you step aside. Please listen. We're so glad you're with us. But allow other folks to have readings because, you know, we won't get the guidance. I know I won't get the guidance because it's like somebody going to a bar and the bartender cutting you off. The guides are like enough, you know, and it's we don't want to misuse the oracle. So we love you and we thank you for your patience and your cooperation. Tell us about you, Mr. I'm going to throw the stones. Drop!
All right. Well, the reason Melissa said that is I use a method called lithomancy. I learned it from a very gifted psychic in 1980. I'll be doing some readings that way for you folks tonight. I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. Started giving readings in the early 70s. In 1977, I'm 66, so I was 29 then, I had a near-death experience that I wrote a book about, called The Second Eternity. For those of y'all interested in that, it's a fascinating experience I had, and it's got all the police records and everything, and it was quite a big public scene here in Austin, Texas. most enlightening, beautiful, amazing thing I've ever been through or could ever be through. Changed my life a little bit then, but over the period of the last 30-odd years, 40 years almost, it becomes more relevant every day. And as you said, Melissa, meditate. You meditate before you call. All you folks need to meditate. I finally got into it about 10 or 15 years ago, and it makes a difference. Give yourself some space to think and be creative. So be doing some lithomancy readings tonight. This involves basically 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. It's 10 stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And then 6 personal stones, life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And if you want a lithomancy reading, it will cover 3 months. I drop them into the circle when you say drop, and I read them like a clock. So I wrote a book on this, too. It's called Lithomancy, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. It's a fascinating method of divination. So those of you folks who are interested in that, check it out. Second in Eternity and Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. Now, we have a lot of callers in, so we're going to try and get to all you folks. And I'll give you a rundown first of the first 5 or 6 area codes. If you do call in, don't hang up and call back because you go to the back of the line. That's just the way the timing works. First coming up are area codes 702-111-913-505 and 561. And we've got a couple more of you folks on. We'll probably get to all you tonight, so stick with us. Melissa, we got a lot of folks. Let's alternate. Do you want to do that, my dear?
Sure. What we can, we can do that, and we can team. We can do whatever
and
comes through.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see what area code 712 is up to. Can you hear us, 702?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Joseph.
You want to give a little magic to Joseph, Melissa?
Yeah, let's see what's going on. Hi, Joseph. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Yes. How can we help you this evening?
I just want to know, I've been recently applying the law of attraction in my life. I'm trying to attract female that I've, would desire to be with one day. And I just want to know, do you see that energy flowing in that direction?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Whenever we work with the law of attraction, it has to do with the feeling that we're putting into the universe and the sincerity of that feeling. It's just like with affirmations. You can do an affirmation over and over and over again, but if the intention and the feeling behind it doesn't back up what we're saying, it's sort of like it just sort of dissipates. And that's the same thing with the intention. You want to make sure that when you are feeling through what kind of partner you want, to be extra specific about everything. If you haven't written it down yet, I get the feeling you've really got it in your you got it going on there. But really be specific. Write down everything to the minutest thing so that you have a point of reference. And you can even write it as a letter and put it away in a special place. And once you've met this person, bring it out and see how close you got. It feels like, be even more sincere about why you want a partner. Okay, Joseph? It's not just wanting to have a partner because we need a partner. It's why do you really feel that a partner is right for you? And that's what's going to lead you to this person. Let's see. We're in September right now. So by November, it feels like there's somebody coming around by November. But don't look for that person. Are you this person? Are you that? Just keep doing your heartfelt intention so that you recognize each other, okay? Because there may be a couple little things that come before that that might test the waters for you, which is fine. But it feels like by November, it feels like a special person's coming through.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that feel good?
Great.
About right?
Feels great. Feels great. That was good advice that you gave me because one of the things that I wanted to make sure is that when I do channeling what I want, I'm doing the right intentions and all of the above. And so that was good information.
Yes. Well, all the best to you. Keep us posted.
Absolutely.
Lovely
Thank
to
you
meet
very
you,
much.
Joseph. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Brother Joseph. I was just going to add one thing. Joseph, I grew up with 6 brothers. We men are fairly simple compared to the complexity of women. we are. Y'all don't want to agree with that, Melissa, but we really are. It's not that we're dumb. We just move stuff out of the way. And I think, Melissa, you'll probably agree with this, too. You want to be appealing to women? Have a sense of humor. Don't take yourself so serious. Laugh. Be light.
Yeah.
Make her enjoy your instantaneous presence. Am I right, Melissa?
That's lovely. Yeah. Sense of humor, it's everything because it makes you feel really safe. Makes you feel safe.
Practice on your humor and your spontaneity, Joseph. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you,
brother. Care.
We're moving on to area code 111111111. We've got two, so this is the first one.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking
with? Yvette.
Yvette, what a beautiful name, girl.
Thanks.
What would you like? Would you like a 3-month reading? You want to ask a question? You want to talk to both Melissa and I? What's up?
I'll take 2 for the price of 1.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
And I also have a question. Am I going to be greedy or what?
No. I'll do you a real quick 3-month reading. This will be kind of quick. I can't cover a whole lot in 3 months, but I'll give you an idea of what I see here, and then you can ask your question to Melissa, okay? And tell you what, Yvette, I'm charging up these 16 stones. Excuse me, y'all, my cat's in the window, and I've got the door open. There's a jet going by, so if I try to move my cat, she'll be unpleasant. So we're going to hear a jet. Having said that, Yvette, these stones are warm. All you have to do is say drop.
Drop.
Okay, girl. Well, you've gone through a lot of healing. You're just kind of closing it up, really. And that's going to help you make a lot of better decisions. It's going to help you be more objective about things. And this is all happening just in the first week or so forth. Because, yes, there's been a lot of changes. And, yes, there's a lot of healing. But by the second week and into the third week, I feel not only you're so much more balanced, but you've got a lot of flexibility at the way you see men, the way you see your own direction, the way you see life. And that makes you very lucky. By the third and fourth week, you're a lot of luck. I mean, this is, and it's luck that you're creating because you're letting go of things you can't change, and you're really being sort of brave and experimental on spiritual levels, psychic levels, the way you interpret your life, the way you see things. And that has a profound effect on not only your balance, your harmony, your luck, but on the practical things you're dealing with in life. And you'll feel that from about the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, that not only things get more organized for you and planned and structured, but to the point you can start really making long-term plans about commitments and certainly love coming back into your life. So think that way. Process what you're doing now, but let it plant its beautiful hand on you. And toward the end of this 3-month period, by making these decisions to see the glass half full, to come out of whatever healing you've been going through and changes, smarter, wiser, better, make that commitment, and you will. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Totally.
Good. Well, I'm going to turn it over to my dear Melissa.
I don't know if I can top that. How can I help you, love?
So my question is about a guy. I think he's smitten with me. And, you know, I've been like, I'm quote unquote waiting for the divine mate. And I think when someone, I'm not looking like I'm desperate. I'm just like, when you meet people and people come into your space, there's genuine connection and this is what it is. But it's kind of like, what is the potential and what, and he's younger than me, which I don't really care. He's an older soul, but I mean, but we even have none. I just feel that he's really interested, and I wanted to know. You know, sometimes people are interested, but then they're like curious about you because you're so different and unique. But is that really like? And then they want to like go out with you, but then is that following through on that? You know what I mean? Is it just because you're exotic and exciting and unique versus being a deeper connection? And what would the connection be? And his name is Chris.
Well, first of all, you can't wait around for a divine partner.
No, I'm not waiting.
It doesn't work like that. It's more as you continue to evolve and grow, people come in, they come out, and then
exactly.
you meet the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a very dear soul. You need to kind of explore this and see
mm-hmm.
where it goes. Have no expectations about it. Let him prove
exactly.
to you who he is,
mm-hmm.
and then let's see what happens. You're not really ready for that partner yet, even though you think you are. There's other things that are going on in your life that want to get your attention, which is fantastic. Do you do photography at all, or do you like to take pictures or something?
I'm a horrible photographer.
But do you enjoy taking pictures?
Actually, I really don't. And my camera phone is not that great. So I probably don't. If I probably had a better camera, I might be.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
I
just
can't
feels
really
like
say.
You. There's like pictures of your life, like moments that it would be really fun for you to capture and maybe even journal it, you know, take a little picture and then, like, put a caption under it. It feels like you need to just let yourself kind of reflect back to you because
mm-hmm.
you're very busy, you have really good insights, and you need a little extra time for you. It just feels like you need to get this sort of, like, connecting with this spark inside, whether it's photography, even you don't have to be a good photographer.
I do something that really sparks my soul. So, yeah, I do.
What do you do?
I dance.
Oh, lovely. That's great. But this is something different than that. This is
okay.
This is like pen to paper kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
This is more like a reflecting time. When you dance, it's like that's the whole body, mind, spirit. This is more, it's like what Gary was talking earlier about, a meditation. It's almost like you're going to map out, it's going to be like little snapshots of your life that's going to help you tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to show you your path a little bit more. And that's going to be very creative for you.
Okay.
So even if you don't have to be a great photographer, there's just something about taking pictures that your angelic team is saying, you know, will be very meaningful to you.
Okay.
Okay, and
that.
Don't worry about this guy. Let it
oh, I'm
let
not
it
worried.
Let it be what it's supposed to be, and let him kind of just, for lack of a better word, prove to you who he is, and then
oh, yeah.
see what you want to do.
Yes,
see what you want to
I
do.
I agree. Thank you.
Good. You're good. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good night, Yvette. And
thank
to
you.
All you folks, you can call or not call back, but listen to. Check back on the show, same show, in about an hour, something like that, maybe a little longer. They'll have the show downloaded, and you can download to your computer. You can listen to it again. You can listen to your reading again. We've got quite a few callers here, Melissa. Let's say we alternate a little bit. You want to do that?
All right, of course.
No way we've been doing that, and it works pretty good. And 913, are you with us? There you go.
I am indeed.
Well,
hello?
You sound good. My dear, who am I speaking with?
This is Andy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
Andy, we are great. Melissa, throw some magic on her.
Oh, okay. Hi, Miss Andy. How can I help you?
Well, I had a question for you. I am just have been having a buttload of fatigue lately.
Mm.
And, of course, I mean, I do several things at one time, so it's not unusual to be tired, but just a little bit more tired than usual. So just wondered if you had any guidance or what I can do maybe to get a better night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a lot of spiritual work in the unseen dimensions when you're between worlds, you know, when you're napping or when you're sleeping, which is part of why you're tired. A lot of people are experiencing this now because there's so much going on in the unseen, and part of what you do is that. You need more B vitamins, and of course this isn't a substitute for medical advice, but when the guidance
Absolutely.
Comes through, we really need to, you know, check it out. You need more B. It feels like you need B12.
Okay.
And you could do B pollen if you're not allergic to that. Chicken has a lot of protein, you know, like a lot of Bs in it, but B12 especially. You need to be more hydrated. Part of your fatigue, are you doing a lot of caffeine?
I have been, yes, and I'm laughing because I'm looking at this liquid bottle of B vitamins I have sitting in front of me.
Oh, good.
And I just had chicken for dinner.
Good. Very. So your intuition tells you. Please back off some of the coffee. If you can do even green tea or a little bit more herbal tea, the caffeine is actually dehydrating you a little. And people think that caffeine gives a buzz. The caffeine really gives you that. It's almost like a sugar rush. Up and then down, up and then down. And your body really doesn't, it's disharmonious for your body right now. So more green stuff, chlorophyll, and you might want to journal a little bit before you go to bed, you know, and just talk to your spirit team and just say, I really need to get some rest. Could you please, you know, send me some guidance
about
it?
Could you lay off?
Yeah, exactly. You can ask them to turn it down a little bit. If you have, do you have the color red in your bedroom at all? Color red?
No, I have a very light peach color.
No, that's fine. Because sometimes red is very jarring. If there's anything like electrical that has like a little red light or anything like that, you want to cover that up, or anything that would be red, you don't want that in there. And even get, like, you know those white noise machines that have the sound of the rain, or they have the sound of the wind, or they have just a fan. You might think about getting a CD like that or a little machine like that to kind of lull you. It's like you need to get into that slumber time and stop worrying so much. Everything is working out. I'm actually going to turn this over to Gary because I feel like he has some other guidance for you as well. Let's see what the Mr. Gary has to say too, Andy.
Thank you.
Well, actually, I was 100% agreeing with what you were saying, Melissa. I was also feeling a little bit of like anxiousness or stress that like you expect a lot from yourself, give yourself a break. You know, cut yourself loose from your expectations because you're real, like, thorough and determined and work hard, you know. So sometimes just turn all that off. But I agree with what Melissa said about the vitamins. I went through back surgery about a year ago, and I've had a lot of nerve problems because of it. But my neurologist stressed exactly what Melissa said, vitamin B12, and I take a pretty good dose of it. And boy, I tell you, it feels good. It keeps me energized, you know. So check that out, Andy, and thank you for calling in, girl.
Thanks,
Andy.
Thank
you both. I
You're
appreciate
so
it.
Welcome. Sweet dreams, Andy.
Thanks.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you folks stay with us. This we're going to 505 in just a moment. I'll and then actually 561 and 314. So 505. Are you with us?
Hi, guys. Yes, I am.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Angelina, and I had a question.
Angelina Ballerina. Hi, Angelina.
There you go.
Oh,
are you in New Mexico, Angelina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I thought that was a... well, it sounds like a love issue. Melissa,
your turn,
don't
Gary.
Put some magic... Okay,
yeah,
well,
your
what...
turn, and then I'll like fill in if there's anything to fill in.
Is it a love issue, Angelina?
Actually, I was calling to ask about why I'm here on Earth, and how do I go about doing what I'm here for?
Well, it is a love issue. Because that's what it's all about. And the reason I say that is in 1977 I had a near-death experience, and people write about them a lot now. Nobody did then. But yes, it's absolutely love that gave us the right to have free will. Free will, we separated, we became who we became, and here we are. So just because you don't know your whole life plan right now doesn't mean you might discover it. Mine has changed a lot. A lot of people's changes a lot. But while I've been talking to you, I've been charging up these stones, and let me just kind of tell you what I see for the next couple months, because that's the immediate future. Is that okay with you, girl?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all you have to do, Angelina, when it feels right, is just say drop one time real clearly, real loud, so I'll hear you.
Can you repeat the word?
Yeah, just say drop whenever it feels right for you.
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, actually, the highest stone you have up here is Venus. And this is a lot to do with balance and harmony. I actually feel like you have a lot to do with healing people, too. You have a lot of ability. I don't know if you've tapped into it, but you really do. You actually have a lot of psychic ability and a lot of intuitive ability. And I think you're going to be learning a lot more about that. The first thing I feel you in this next couple days and week is give yourself the right to feel good, harmonious, balanced. Allow yourself to say, well, I'm going to learn to play the piano, and then you can sit down and your fingers will start moving. I use that as an analogy in life because music is one note at a time. Life is one moment at a time. There's the equivalency there, and it's a lot of practice. So give yourself this balance and harmony that you want to see. Don't look at the past for it, which you've been doing. Look in the present. Look in the future. Because as you do that, just in the first week or two, you're going to find more stability not only around your place, but you're going to start seeing places you'd like to be. And that's a good thing. And it feels like by the second and third week, because of you deciding that you're going to reorganize things where you're coming out not only more powerful, but almost like it's like meditating on, okay, God, what is my purpose? And you'll find it more. I do feel like you got a lot of healing ability. Do you do that?
I read angel cards on a radio show, and
okay,
I'm
yeah, I felt
not
like
do this as a job, right? Okay.
No, I felt like you had a lot of ability there.
Awesome.
Are you looking for a job now? A better job?
Yeah, I'm not even going to school or working, and I just want to know why. Yeah.
Well, you're here to love, to live, to experience. And the main thing about life, no matter who you are or where you are, Angelina, the absolute bottom line truth is all you've got is this moment. So if you love, if you start learning to love and appreciate and look outside yourself at this moment, you'll discover. Ask and you shall receive. So it's a good thing you're curious and you want to know, because when you're curious and you want to know, you'll discover. And I think the first thing you need to do is give yourself a little hug, a bout of internal love, harmony, balance, conviction, strength. Because when you do, that starts this cycle of you learning more and knowing more. Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, sorry. Also, Angelina, the words that came through when you were, you know, getting ready to have your reading with Gary as well, kindness, that part of you, your mission is that you come with kindness, and you have like kitty cat energy, and it's just very dear. So whatever sadness and whatever punishment you feel has been sort of dropped on you, it's healing, and a lot of karma is working its way out. You have a tendency, because you are so bright light, people dump their stuff, and so you've got to work on shielding yourself a little bit more, and you know, not giving your power away so much.
Okay.
And get a piece of rhodochrosite. Have you ever heard of that stone? Rhodochrosite? I think that's it. It's sort of a pink stone with like a little bit of grayish. It's a real good stone for grounding and connecting, and then it's a good girl stone. Rhodochrosite, I believe it is. I want to say rhodonite. Wait a minute. Rhodochrosite or rhodonite? Rhodonite.
Yeah.
Rhodonite. That's pink. Yeah. Get some rhodonite. I'm sorry. When it comes through, I'm like, are you sure? I said, I'm sitting telepathically going, are you sure it's rhodochrosite or rhodonite? They're like, rhodonite. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I just, I'm frustrated because I'm scared to go this route. But all the signs point to it, but I just want to know how to go about it, because no one I know is into these things, and I don't want to take the wrong path. I don't want it to be the wrong thing, but like anything in specific that I'm supposed to do, like in a healing modality.
Gary, did you say something?
I feel like the first thing you do in a healing modality is give yourself the right to feel good. Because you can't change the past. And no matter what's happened to built up to this point, you can't change it. So love it. Just because you hit a bad note a minute ago on a piano doesn't mean you have to hit it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you give yourself the credit that you know you'd like to see yourself give yourself, if you just took the brave risk and just said, by God, I'm good, I'm healthy, I'm going to fall in love, with myself, with the universe, with what I can do, that's healing. And the way you become a good healer is heal yourself. Life's the best teacher, girl. Give yourself a break.
And also go ahead.
I was going to say, every time you feel something snipping at you, your confidence and so forth, grab it in the bud. It's a wrong note. Correct it with a right note. Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, sorry. Sacred geometry seems like it might be appealing to you because getting your guides were sharing the images of first holy temples and then pyramids, and then it became sacred geometry. So you're not going to get this wrong. You know, it's your path unfolding. Just do the preparation. Do a lot of, you know, more protection shields, protection baths. You got to kind of protect yourself more. So that, you know, you're in that sacred space to receive. And remember what Uncle Gary just told you.
See yourself as a winner. You'll start feeling that more and more and more. And you should be. You are a girl. Give yourself a break.
Thank you.
Okay?
You're welcome. Take care, Angelina Ballerina.
Yeah.
Thank you. Much love.
Stay
empowered, girl. I say real bluntly, people should stay empowered because the alternative sucks. I'm sorry, but it's real simple. True. So, moving on to area code 561. Who are we with, 561?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Lisa from Florida, we're doing great. I'm going to turn you on to Melissa from L.A.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Okay, Melissa, how are you doing?
How I'm doing? I'm doing good. How you doing? Tell me how I can help you. I know.
Well, I'm supposed to start a part-time job on Wednesday, and I've been living out of my car since May. So I want to see if you see anything, me making a move, either soon or what, once I get this job.
Yeah, it feels like you need, you know, they call these things in Europe hostels, where groups of people can get together for housing. And it feels like you need to get to some sort of group housing. Get out of your car and just get to where there are other people around you. It feels like even through, Jethro always shares with us, it's local churches, you know, or synagogues or whatever your faith or not your faith, but local places of worship sometimes have family shelters, and you need to do that so that when you get ready for this job on Wednesday, even if you haven't found it by Wednesday, it's something you're working towards. And this job could lead to other things, you know, but you need to get this housing thing. You need to explore this possibility, okay, that there might be a place that would take you in just till you get on your feet.
My sister said she knew of a place, but that's like an hour away from where I live. So
yeah.
I don't know if she was serious or what, but I don't want to start a job and then have to leave. And I just don't know what to do.
Well, you don't want to do an hour commute, but
no.
You got to do a little bit of research here. It just feels like there's a place for like women, that women can go. It doesn't feel like battered women. It feels like just women, their children, you know, that are just going through transitional times and need a little extra help. It feels like it might be through a church organization. Carrie?
I was kind of feeling the same sort of thing. I was also feeling, Lisa, for you to believe that you can turn this around. It's like you kind of got into a pattern of thinking that you're carrying around a cloud over your head. And we all go through those cycles. Everybody that's human is going through, you know, deep valleys and hopefully got some high mountains. But allow yourself, and I use the word allow, to think of better of yourself. Just start envisioning things happening. Even when Melissa was making suggestions, take that as God talking to you and saying, hey, here's 4 doors open. And look at everything as a winning experience because, hell, if you hit 70% out of 100, that's better than zero. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself the credit to be, give yourself the right to be happy and the right to change and the right to think big and the right to see your life unfolding in spite of what brought you here. It doesn't matter. It's where you go from this moment forward. And when you start really believing in miracles and that you deserve them and it's your time, you're going to find out that it's your time and you're getting the miracles you deserve because you believe in it. It doesn't
And you're really smart, Lisa. You're a really smart, smart person. Smart, smart. You got good smarts.
Lighten up and believe in yourself. Give yourself like the next 24 hours, 2 days, I'm going to change my mentality. I'm going to believe I'm worthy of everything working right. And, you have to try it a couple times. You got to practice a chord several times before you get it down on piano or life or swimming or driving. So believe in yourself, girl. Freshly.
Yeah.
Does that help?
You do scanning on Craigslist that... Maybe I could a room, like a ranch.
Well,
I have such a big experience with living with people.
Well,
I'm
you have
so
to look
afraid.
In the local community. What part of the where are you?
In South Florida.
Florida,
yeah.
Check in your local Craigslist there. Because I feel like there's resources and people, but you have to ask. You have to be visible. You have to do research. You have to go up there and make it work. And once you start the momentum going. In this way, you'll find that it'll be easier to take the next step, and then all of a sudden you're on a whole new norm. Give yourself the opportunity to do it. It's not out of reach, girl. You deserve it, don't you?
Yeah,
don't you?
I'm in the car. Thank you.
All right, Lisa deserves it, folks. What do you think of that? There's our applause, Lisa. God bless you, girl, okay? Well, I think she hung up for some reason. Anyway, we're going to move on to area code 314. I want to let you folks know we've got 314-111-914 and 419. We'll get to all you folks, so stick with us. First, 314.
Hey.
Are you there? Hey, yep. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, I'm on speaker. Should I take it off?
I don't hear that, though.
Okay.
Sounds okay to me. What's
Is
your name,
okay?
My dear?
I'm Joni.
Joni,
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Joni, I want you to talk to Melissa from Los Angeles, California. Melissa, Joni, Melissa.
Hi, Joni, how are you?
I could complain, but then I'll go into my Joan Rivers, so I won't do it. But
not a good time for that.
Yeah,
how can we
really
help you?
Okay, so I'll keep it straight. First of all, anything that's helpful, I'm really in the edge of complete, like down the hole, but on the edge of trying to change, like what Gary was just saying about the thought before the thought about debt and, you know, not just saying, oh, God, I need a miracle because I'm really in a bad sorts financially and I need a job and yada, yada, but I know on a level that I ring to that, so... I am trying to start that walk of expecting the miracle, saying I'm deserving. But what I want to put out there for either one of you, a lot of people know that I've met online and that I friended on Facebook, and I'm on my iPad, so I can't see who's in the chat. So I have many new friends that I've recommended and I love dearly through Facebook. I lost Al the cat about 3 weeks and a couple days. Just a sudden, heart attack or just something. He was about 9 years old, and he was really important to me. So that's one thing that things have gotten into a different shift since then. So I thought, Melissa, if you picked up anything. And then the one that always says, girl, if you got anything with your little stones, just so I have something to maybe grab onto, like the edge of a pool coming out of a ladder, you know, on the ladder. When
you
get kind
it. Melissa,
yeah.
Let's give her a double whammy.
Okay. Thanks.
You go first. You want to go first, Gary? I feel the stones are calling.
Okay. I'll do you some stones, Joni. This will cover
right.
3 months, approximately. And, of course, I can't get into too much depth here.
I know.
I do the best I can. And okay. What I'm doing... is charging up these stones and putting your great energy into them, and don't doubt it, you've got it. And they're getting pretty warm pretty quick, my dear. So all you have to do is say drop one time real quickly.
Drop.
Okay. Well, the limestone is at the very top. It's almost up by 12 o'clock, and I just lifted up and looked at it, and it's pointing out beyond at 12 o'clock. So there's a lot of things you're going to learn here in this first just couple of days and week that have to do, that are going to really propel you toward your future. You've got the luck stone right at the very, pointing right to Saturn in the center. So believe it or not, you're actually about to make some good decisions about realigning yourself with your good energy, with luck, with confidence. And that's the first step you get toward having a long-term vision in your life. And even in the first week or two, it feels like there's things with family, things with people you care about that you're able to, it like compliments you. There's some activity there that makes you feel better. So you start adding to your feeling of luck. And by the third week here, because you're going to make these decisions, like I said, to start going, seeing the long term in your life working. Yes, you have to deal with the short term to get there, but it's good to have a long term vision. I'm going to be a doctor. Yeah, you got to go through 6 years of school, but moral of the story is, as you build this momentum up just in the first couple of days and week and with things with family, by the third and fourth week here, you're feeling very good about yourself and a lot more energy and direction. It's helping you make more practical decisions. It's helping you make decisions about place, about how you feel about both past relationships and future relationships. Certainly it's helping you get a lot of like fresh flexibility in your life. And then one of the main things I feel for you, just as you start this new game plan, what it's going to do, it's going to help you deal with a lot of this building up of fear and doubt and like one thing failed so something else will. You're really reaching a fresh sense of spirituality and purposefulness and direction. So allow yourself to go there regardless of the changes you went through recently with the relationships, place, and so forth. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Oh, God bless you. That's how
well,
hard
good. Well, Melissa's going to add a little more magic for you. So, Melissa.
Yeah, baby. The feelings of neediness that you know, it feels like there's like this projection of neediness that's made you feel vulnerable and kind of weak. It's passing. Your cat's passing. You got to honor your grief. There's no shortcut through it. And just allow that to unfold. And then, you know, it feels like things are definitely turning. When's your birthday? You don't have to tell the year, but when's your birthday?
May 19th.
So you're a Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
On the cusp of, yeah. Earth sign. You know, there's just been so, well, you know, Pluto's getting ready to go direct in Capricorn, and that's an Earth sign, and it's like exploding. Things are just imploding and exploding at the same time. So, you know, it's almost like you've been up and down, up and down, up and down, like a boy on the ocean, up and down, up and down. And it just feels like, you know, just like, are you eating a lot of corn? Do you eat corn, like popcorn or things?
I'm sorry, you sound like John Candy in one of those movies. He goes, you know, I've been constipated. I'm eating a lot of cheese. Sorry. See what you did, Lois? Are you laughing?
Sorry, I'm glad you're laughing. But do you eat corn products?
Well, you know what? Since Al's been gone, I was eating just whatever, too many carbs and all that stuff. But I have shifted in the last 3 weeks to completely be aware of, I mean, just downsizing it and less of that.
Yeah. The corn, your body, you need magnesium, and corn is a good source of magnesium, but if you overdo, corn and manganese as well. Remember, this isn't doctor time.
I'm trying
to hear what the guys are saying, but there's good medicine in certain corn products, but you don't want to like be eating Bugles and like, you know, Doritos and Cheetos. It's more like, you know, if you want to eat some popcorn or you can get some roasted corn, but don't overdo that. Also, it looks like tomatoes would be really good for you, the lycopene in tomatoes, some vitamin A, you know, more fluids, much more water. Put some lime, fresh lime in your water. and you're going to be fine. You know, financially, it has been a rough road for you. And, you know, right now your guides are sharing the ruby, a stone that's ruby. And ruby is about the root chakra, and ruby is about feeling connected and, you know, grounded. So if there's things you can do to feel grounded, like, you know, walk outside, you know, in a beautiful place where there's beautiful clean grass and your bare feet. You know, get out and smell the flowers a little bit more. You know, your cat will be around after he's transitioned, and, you know, just let him go so he can connect with you. And you did a great job with him, and, you know, it was just, he was ready. So he can help you now in spirit as well. And, you know, go where there's birds and people flying kites. You know, get to a park that has boats and stuff. You need to get out and get some fresh air.
Okay, I got you.
All righty?
I got you. Thanks, guys.
Take care
of
yourself.
Hey, Johnny. Stay
all
happy,
right.
Girl. Believe
okay.
in yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. You're welcome.
You too.
Good night.
And Johnny, of course, all you folks can listen back on the archives after this show is done. So help yourself. Download the recordings or listen to the readings again. And we are with another 111111111. Let me get you online, 1111. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Patricia,
hello,
how are
Patricia.
You?
Patricia.
Hello, hello.
Well, Melissa
thanks
jumped out
my
here.
Call.
Melissa, give Patricia some of your incredible insight and magic and love.
Hi, well, thank you very much. Patricia, good evening. How can we help you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I, few concerns. I found a job that I started working last month, but it seems like some people and things connected with it just really been problems. I feel that it's just really time for me to move on, but I want to obtain another job, and I guess I'm going to have to work a third shift. I'm a full-time student. Trying to cash my checks at a store because I don't have a bank account. I mean, it's, you know, I did all the processes, you know, the fingerprints, and suddenly, anyway, it's just kind of problematic. Now, am I, and I'm wondering, I'm going to start with an animal communication business, but I'm starting it from ground up. But should I go on and attempt to get a job, a third shift job, working in an animal hospital or something? And
well, the first thing that came up when you were talking about the job that you're in now is it feels like drudgery. It just feels like work that is just so, oh my God, I can't wait for this to be over, and I can't wait to get out of here, but don't quit it yet. It feels like in about 2 weeks there's going to be another opportunity for you. So
okay.
You want to look for other work.
I am.
Can you do PayPal or direct deposit? Like, is there something you can do instead of not having – what's the deal with the bank account? Because your credit's not good right now?
Oh, I don't have a bank account right now. Now it's just going to, you know, for the time being, use a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. But why don't you have a bank account?
Well, I had applied for HUD housing.
Ah.
And I did have a bank account, but I felt it wise to shut everything down because, you know, the penny in your pocket is considered assets.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I had any, you know, great sums.
Well, when you collect a little money, you can just get a savings account so that you have a bank.
But down
the line, you know, you're going to need a checking account. But something about PayPal or something like that might be the way to go. You could set up a PayPal account, and they just put money in there. Check that out. It just feels like in a couple of weeks, something's going to shift. Like you're going to look for new work, and you're going to find it. But don't quit the job you have now until you get this other position. Instead of saying, I got to take three jobs, you know, keep the one you've got and see what, you know, whatever comes. Like you look, oh, this is exactly the right job for me. And then you give your 2 weeks notice. It feels like in 2 weeks it's going to shift. It's going to change.
Okay.
Okay. So lighten up a little bit. You really got a heavy load, and it just feels like you're adding more than you need to. It feels like you're putting more stress on yourself than you need to. So, you know, take a look at the road that you're on. Keep your eye on that road, where you're heading, you know, and give yourself a little bit more credit for all this stuff that you do. But you got to kind of untangle. Don't get caught up in the office drama. If there's drama there, just say, excuse me, I have to go get some water. I have to go to the bathroom. Don't let them catch you up in that, because that's what they're trying to do, and that's what's splitting your focus.
Right, right. Yeah, I know it's a mess, and I keep myself separate. Okay.
Yeah, because you're just an amazing person. You just have so much that you want to do, and it just has to kind of unfold accordingly, you know.
Okay.
Gary, how about you? What say you, Mr. Lethemancy?
Well, I was actually looking at some cards here, and what I felt is, in addition to what Melissa said, which was right on target, how do I say this? It's kind of like be ready to take a risk, a bigger risk, believe in yourself a little bit more, maybe a scholarship, maybe winning the lottery, maybe just having a divine spark of luck out of a clear blue. It's almost like you take a risk that something surprisingly good can happen, and you're setting yourself up for that. Don't get too conditioned to yourself being in this gear forever. Do you see what I'm saying? Be really willing and ready to shift gears on how you think about things. Say to yourself, I deserve a good break. I deserve a miracle. I deserve good things happening. Believe in that.
Right.
Think in that. Because I feel like you're playing a record that you don't need to play anymore about things being difficult. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah.
Take a risk. Believe in yourself.
And as far as the analog business and all that stuff, get this work situation a little bit less toxic around you, because you don't want to start a new business with toxic energy around you. So
animal communication.
Oh, I thought you said analog something. Oh, animal communication. Sorry, you do that anyway. So don't, you know, you'll have to have a job as well as that.
Right.
So
make
sure you said like analog. I'm like, wow, she's going into radio and it's going to be like really cool. Oh, animal you do that anyway. So, you know, if you want to take a job in a hospital, a pet hospital, you're not going to necessarily be able to do your animal communication there. You'd naturally do animal communication. So it feels like you don't want to put so much pressure on yourself that you can't see the fruits of your labors and the rewards that are coming. So your animal communication is going to come no matter what. And, you know, get your business cards ready and just, you know, practice on your friends and you know, it feels like St. Francis of Assisi is somebody that you might want to call on in prayer, you know, because he's like the patron saint of animals.
Okay.
All right, and keep us posted. Sounds like you're doing some amazing things.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Patricia.
God bless you.
I want to mention one thing. There is a limit to how fast we can run, how many years we'll live, how many hamburgers we can eat. There's no limit. There's absolutely no limit to how wise we can become, to how much love we can exhibit, to how much faith we can feel, to how much we can psychically and spiritually evolve. And if we work on those categories, all the stuff on this planet is much easier to deal with. So keep that in your mind, folks. The spiritual side, getting that cleared out helps the practical side. It's not some hippy-trippy cosmic stuff that doesn't connect.
That's so inspiring. That's beautiful, Gare.
It does
That's
connect.
Gorgeous.
914, are you with us?
Yes, hi. How are you?
We love your exuberant voice. How are you, my dear? We know you're good.
thank you. Thank you. Do you mind if I take you off speaker so I can hear you better? Just hold on 1 second, please.
It's fine. Just what's your name, my dear?
Hello?
Pardon me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, much better. Thank you.
What's your name, my dear?
Nina.
Nina or Nina?
Yes. Nina.
Okay. Nina. Good to have you, Nina. I'll tell you what, we've got about 6 minutes. How about if I give you a real quick 3-minute reading and Melissa adds a little to it. Will that work for you, girl?
Sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, my dear, these stones are nice and warm. And this will be 3 months and probably 2 minutes, because we probably don't have time to get to any more of your callers. But God bless you. Love you folks calling in. All you have to say, my dear, is drop. One time real clearly. Just drop.
Okay.
You still with us?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Go ahead, my dear.
I'm sorry?
You need to say drop when you feel it.
Okay, draw.
Okay, there you go. Well, you know what it feels like? You've got the life stone at the very top here. So a lot of things about love and about your desire and about your new plans, they're kind of coming into play. It feels like you're making a lot of new arrangements about practical things around you, new decisions, new priorities. And that seems to be bringing you in just in the first week or two, like a lot of fresh feelings about your direction, probably about men, about communication, and about a lot of things from the past that you're like taking a second look at and thinking, there may be gold in there that I didn't realize. So there's a lot of, we're looking at things again a second time, and that's all in the first 3 or 4 weeks. And by the 5th and 6th and 7th week here, I see a lot of expansion for you because you're, mainly because this life stone's right on top. And it's pointing you in this forward direction of believing big, thinking big, sort of not being afraid of what you have to let go of because it liberates you. By the 5th and 6th week here, I feel with commitments, plans, emotions, all those are working very favorable for you. And what you're doing is you're bringing a lot of luck into your place, into your life and into relationships, because it feels like you're going to start approaching things quite differently, especially from the 8th and 9th week when there's a lot of change that's very inspiring for you. It's going to help you toward the end of this 3-month period, realizing that these decisions you're making just in the first week about feeling empowered and fortunate and seeing long distance good things are going to work out for you. Short and sweet. Hope that helps you. Melissa, what you have to add, my dear?
Thank you.
Nina, what would your question be? Do you have a specific question?
Yes. I have I'm a screenwriter, and there's currently 3 projects that I kind of have in the works. Mm. So I was wondering, would you see taking off first? One has a legal issue attached to it regarding rights, possibly, I'm not sure. And one I'm just kind of in the first draft of. So
is there one that's sort of science-y or sci-fi? Or that's the one that feels like it's really going to kick some butt for you. That's the first thing that came through is a sci-fi one or a science-y one. So what you want to do is just keep being the writer that you are. Don't write it for the expectation of it's, you know, we always write it to sell it, but write it from the artist that you are, because it's, you know, it's coming from a higher place when you do this work. And so you want to just invoke your muses, you know, and your guides and your angels while you're doing this. Make it a team effort, because this is where the door feels like it's really going to, you know, it's like opening, like if the door has been closed and it's like opening, and you get to peek through. It's not that somebody's on the other side peeking through at you. You're the one that gets to peek through. So that's a really good sign, you know. But keep your expectations, you know, in check. Make it be a writing thing because it's part of your creative flow.
Okay.
And you can't mess it up.
Thank you. And for the other two, do you see, like, one's already, like, well-packaged and, you know, almost ready to go? Do you see that
one? Is that for TV?
Not that I know of, but people have hinted that it could be. But now I'm looking as a feature.
If it feels like it may go to TV, it might be better for TV. Is what's being shared, but don't worry about it. Like if somebody reads it and goes, I really like this for TV, can we, you know, just stay open to whatever's coming. If it gets, it might be more of an indie film, as opposed
right,
to...
Right, right, right. Yeah. I would be fine with that.
You have a lot of talent. You got a lot of talent.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have an agent, my dear? Do you have an agent?
No.
Work on that. I know. I'm a screenwriter, too. I've written several. Got a couple little parts of some movies done, but it's a hard job. But do get an agent. It's hard to break in that door. I live in Austin where there's a lot of independent film and there's a lot of producers and actors. It's still hard to sell your scripts. But I'm not trying to discourage you. Keep writing, like she said, but try to check on the agent. See if you can get representation. Work on that because that'll open doors. Hope that helps you, my dear.
Definitely.
Really.
Thank you both so very much.
You're more than welcome.
Bless you,
God bless you,
girl.
You
too.
Thank you.
Melissa, we only got a couple seconds. Just wanted to tell you thanks, and we'll see you folks next weekend.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, you, Gary. Take care, Gary. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
See y'all next week. God bless. Stay happy, stay empowered.